Now, there's no doubt that technology is advancing at an just simply incredible rate. What was once limited to science fiction movies and books is now pretty much becoming reality. Like something out of the Minority Report, more and more countries are turning to artificial intelligence in an attempt to prevent crime. On the phone with us now, we have Dr. David Tuffley, Senior Lecturer in Applied Ethics and Socio-Technical Studies at Griffith University. David, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So could you tell us, is this technology, coming to Australia, or is it already here? Because it seems a sort of very Hollywood type of technology.
Well, there's different versions of this, and what we have already in Australia has been here for some time, you know, for maybe 15, 20 years. Cameras, as you walk down the street in the city, will be recognizing your face, and that's been with us, and it's been good at preventing crimes of various kinds, and everybody's gotten used to it. But overseas, in India and in China, they're taking it all to the next level. And so with these really powerful computers and much smarter sort of AI systems, they're actually looking at everybody just walking around in the streets, and not only seeing them in that moment, but building up a profile of where they go and what they do, who they see, the shops they go to. And the AI sort of figures out if there's a risk profile there. You know, let's say they go to a gun shop or they go to a fertilizer outlet, and it's all building up to look as though they're about to commit some kind of crime. Then the police are notified and they get involved. The police actually get involved. So, you know, it's really just taking it all to the next level. And, not too surprisingly, people are a little bit concerned about this.
Yeah. So how accurate is this, attempt to preempt criminal activity? Because I can imagine, if it's not reason, there would be definitely some cause for concern.
Well, for sure. The whole sort of Minority Report scenario comes to mind, doesn't it? And in that movie, it was the three of them would usually agree that something was about to happen, but occasionally one of them disagreed, and that was the Minority Report. And so no system is going to be infallible that way. So there are going to be mistakes, but the consequences of those mistakes is really what needs to be managed in a good way. You know, so if somebody is red flagged, they don't automatically get arrested and put through hell. It's got to be confirmed. But, you know, in other parts of the world, there's been quite a bit of concern about racial profiling and, inherent bias in these systems that make some ethnic groups more likely to show up as, likely to commit crimes. So that's really the big area that we're all having to be a bit concerned about, is that it's all done right and fairly.
And that is, a major issue that would be with this technology. How can we go about stopping, or where we can, preventing, this being an excuse to target vulnerable or minority ethnic groups?
Yeah, that's really the thing, isn't it? And it would be several things. We would need a proper legal framework, which basically says something like the information that is fed into these systems must be accurate, and the way they're programmed should be with an absence of bias. And that's possible to do. It's not impossible, and it can be programmed in, and it must be programmed in. And also, the police who enforce all of this, who work with it, need to be accountable themselves. So their system needs to be transparent enough so that, the occasional problem is picked up and before it becomes a major problem. So it is possible to operate all of this in a safe way. I guess that's an important point to mention. It is possible, but there's also all of those possibilities that it could go a little bit off the rails. but it doesn't have to if it's properly administered.
And so I guess looking at the state of the world at the moment, privacy is a massive issue that people are, it's a topic that's come up a lot recently. For people who are just walking down the street, how will our right to privacy be balanced with this technology?
Yes, the right to privacy in public places has never actually existed. It's a bit uncomfortable to think that you're being photographed, but when you step out into the public space, nobody really has any privacy rights as such. They can be looked at by anybody, and they can be photographed, and they can also look at other people. Privacy exists in the home and in other spaces which are recognized as being private places. But, so I think the thing is that the authorities don't draw a whole lot of attention to the fact that we're under pretty close surveillance. You know, going through airports, for example, you're under really intense electronic surveillance when you're in an airport, and increasingly in other places too. And so if we consider that they're doing a good job at stopping people from, you know, making terrorist acts and killing people, as long as it's properly run, it isn't going to be so much of an issue for people. You know, I think the travelling public after 9/11 were put through much more rigorous surveillance in airports and, you know, physical searches and things like that. And there was a period there where people really objected to this heightened level of surveillance. But after a while, a year or two, everyone just settled down about it because they got used to the idea, and perhaps they started to see that there was it was perhaps in their interest for it to happen. So it's, you know, it's really quite difficult. It's a system that is open to things going wrong, but we kind of need it in order to take care of those sorts of problems that come up. And, you know, I was reading that in the last 3 years, no less than 15 terrorist attacks in Australia have been prevented.
Whoa.
And these were pretty serious ones where would have involved public beheadings and, you know, people being blown up and people being shot and stabbed. And these were nipped in the bud only hours before they were due to actually go ahead. And, you know, what the authorities keep on top of this sort of thing, and they don't advertise it, they don't talk about it much, because obviously they don't want to tell the bad guys what their capabilities are, so they just kind of keep quiet about it. But we would be in a pretty tricky situation, I think, if we didn't have this technology. But again, you know, I just emphasise that it just needs to be operated properly.
Well, we will have to leave it there. But David, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Well, thank you, Tessa.
That was Dr. David Tuffley having a chat with us this morning about preventing crime with artificial intelligence.